Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The New Market Wizards by Jack D. Schwager continues his influential Market Wizard series by profiling prominent American traders through in-depth interviews. Rather than presenting a single system, the book explores how different professionals, working across futures, equities, options, and currencies, think about risk and opportunity in real time. Schwager focuses on the decision processes behind standout performance, including how traders develop an edge, adapt when conditions change, and survive inevitable drawdowns. The interviews highlight personal backstories, formative mistakes, and the practical routines that support consistent execution. A recurring theme is that success is less about prediction and more about controlling exposure, defining risk before entering a trade, and cultivating discipline under pressure. By showing multiple paths to profitability, the book helps readers compare styles such as trend following, discretionary macro, and shorter-term tactical approaches. It is widely regarded as a realistic, experience-based guide to professional trading mindset and practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, risk-first thinking and the mathematics of survival. Across the interviews, a central lesson is that great traders treat risk management as the foundation, not an afterthought. The traders emphasize that staying in the game matters more than any single big win. This shows up in habits like predefining exits, sizing positions to withstand adverse moves, and limiting overall portfolio heat so one mistake cannot erase years of progress. Many highlight drawdowns as unavoidable even for elite performers, which makes capital preservation a competitive advantage. Schwager's conversations point to practical methods such as cutting losses quickly, scaling in only when a trade proves itself, and diversifying across uncorrelated opportunities rather than concentrating on a single story. Another repeated idea is that risk is not only price movement, but also liquidity, leverage, and emotional risk from being overexposed. The best traders build rules that protect them from their own worst impulses, especially during streaks of winning or losing. Readers come away with the idea that profitability is a byproduct of a robust risk framework, where the goal is to keep losses small, avoid catastrophic events, and let favorable trades compound over time. Secondly, finding an edge through process, not prediction, the book illustrates that top traders do not rely on perfect forecasts. Instead, they build repeatable processes that tilt probabilities in their favor. Some traders described look for structural advantages, such as persistent behavioral patterns, market microstructure effects, or opportunities created by forced flows. Others lean on technical frameworks, trend identification, or relative value relationships. What unites these approaches is clarity about why a trade should work and what would prove it wrong. Schwager's interviews often reveal that an edge is tested over many trades, not confirmed by a few memorable wins. This encourages readers to think in terms of sample size, expectancy, and continuous refinement. Several traders stress preparation, including reviewing scenarios, mapping key levels, and planning responses before the market moves. The focus on process also includes journaling, post-trade analysis, and learning from mistakes without letting recent outcomes distort decision-making. By comparing different styles, the book helps readers understand that an edge can be analytical, behavioral, or structural, but it must be grounded in a method that can be executed consistently and evaluated objectively. Thirdly, trading psychology, discipline under pressure, Schwager's interviews highlight that psychological stability is often the separator between competent traders and exceptional ones. The traders discuss how fear, greed, and the need to be right can sabotage even sound analysis. Many emphasize the importance of discipline in following a plan, especially after losses when the temptation to overtrade or revenge trade rises. Confidence is presented as something earned through preparation and experience, not bravado. Another theme is emotional neutrality, treating trades as probabilistic events rather than personal judgments. The book shows how traders cultivate routines that reduce impulsive decisions, such as using checklists, defining entry and exit rules, and stepping away when their mindset deteriorates. Some describe learning to accept being wrong quickly and repeatedly while maintaining conviction in a method over the long run. This mindset supports flexibility, allowing them to change their view when the market contradicts them without feeling defeated. Readers learn that psychological edge includes patience to wait for high-quality setups, resilience to endure drawdowns, and humility to recognize that markets can behave irrationally longer than expected. The result is a practical portrait of mental habits that sustain performance. Fourthly, adapting to market regimes and evolving conditions. A major takeaway is that markets change, and strategies that worked in one environment can struggle in another. The traders Schwager interviews often describe success as a combination of a core approach and the ability to adapt execution to volatility, liquidity, and trendiness. Some thrive in directional moves, while others excel in range-bound or event-driven conditions, but all pay attention to context. This includes recognizing when correlation structures shift, when macro narratives dominate price action, or when crowded positioning increases the risk of sharp reversals. The book highlights adaptation as both tactical and structural. Tactically, traders may adjust position size, time horizon, or stop placement in response to volatility. Structurally, they may expand into new markets, add complementary strategies, or refine filters that prevent trading during unfavorable conditions. Schwager's interviews suggest that adaptability is not constant tinkering, but thoughtful evolution based on evidence. The emphasis on regime awareness helps readers understand why rigid rule sets can fail if they ignore context, and why longevity in trading often comes from aligning one's strengths with the type of market currently present. Lastly, from setup to execution, practical habits of professionals beyond concepts, the book provides insight into how professionals turn ideas into executed trades. Interviewees discuss routines like preparation before the open, monitoring key markets, and creating decision trees for likely scenarios. Many stress that execution quality can dominate outcomes, meaning that the same idea can produce different results depending on timing, order placement, and discipline. The traders often describe entering with clarity about the thesis, the invalidation point, and the intended payoff, which helps prevent mid-trade improvisation. Several highlight the value of patience, waiting for alignment between signal and price action rather than forcing trades. Others note that good trading includes knowing when not to trade, such as during emotional instability or low-quality conditions. Review practices also stand out, documenting trades, studying errors, and separating process mistakes from normal variance. This topic reinforces that success is built on consistent habits, not occasional brilliance. For readers, the practical message is that a professional approach is measurable and repeatable, with clear rules for risk, entries, exits, and evaluation, creating a feedback loop that steadily improves performance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for active traders, aspiring professionals, and serious market students who want to understand how top performers actually think and operate. It is also valuable for investors who do not trade frequently but want a realistic view of risk, uncertainty, and decision-making in fast-moving markets. The benefit to a reader's life comes from its emphasis on process, discipline, and resilience. Those themes translate beyond trading into any high-stakes domain where outcomes are probabilistic and emotions can derail execution. By seeing multiple successful styles, readers learn to stop searching for a single magic indicator and instead focus on building an approach that matches their temperament, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Compared with many trading books that push one system, this one is worth buying because it offers a diverse set of case studies and hard-earned lessons from different market specialists. That diversity helps readers stress test their assumptions and avoid copying a method that does not fit them. The interviews also normalize setbacks and drawdowns while showing concrete ways pros manage them. The result is a grounded, experience-driven guide that can shape better habits and better decisions. If you would like to support Jack D. Schwager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.